We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Southwestern head women's basketball coach Kerry Brinkator. The Pirates falling in a tough game this evening in the second SCAC Women's semifinal game, 63-55 to Millsaps College. And coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on how the game played out for your Pirates this evening.
I just felt like we didn't have any gas in our tank at the end. And I absolutely wasn't going to pull Anna Farid off the floor. With a gutsy performer that she is, just so tough, left her in there. I thought Jordan Owens played awesome in the second half. She came alive. She played almost the whole second half. She just did a great job. I thought in the zone, even though they had a ton of points in the paint, I thought our zone was effective. They hit jump shots, at the free throw line. We kept them off the boards for the most part. They only had 12 offensive rebounds, which is far fewer than they normally have. So, we just couldn't execute our offense down the stretch.
Coach, you mentioned the rebounding, and last night in that double overtime exciting game, you guys, Birmingham took it to you guys on the offensive boards, but you look at tonight, you come in, they've got some really good offensive and defensive rebounders in Shante Morton, Janice Okeke, but 43-40, really basically even on the boards. What did you guys do differently tonight to really make up and hit the glass so hard?
That was our only key to success. That was it. We didn't have anything else that we wrote down for our scouting report. It was box out every single time, crash the boards, get a body on him. I mean, we thought that if we could win the rebounding battle, we could win the game. Obviously, we couldn't score enough points to do that. So, I mean, huge credit to Coach Winkleman and his team. He's done a fantastic job with a few kids, and they held us to their average. That's why they are the best defensive team in the league, absolutely. And we only scored 55 points.
Coach, you mentioned those 55 points you come in this week and averaging over 70.
Yeah.
And Coach Winkleman described to me is that it's a really a grind you down type of play, and it's almost frustrating in a sense. And what did they do specifically that just really never allowed the Pirates to get into a flow of your offensive rhythm this evening?
Well, when Anna's held to 4 points, I think, she was basically face guarded the whole game. We couldn't get her touches. Same with Chelsea. She had 9, and we couldn't get her touches. Chelsea scored almost every one of her baskets in transition. And Anna scored her only 3 in transition. We just couldn't get them touches, and that's frustrating. And at halftime, they were frustrated because we couldn't get them touches. And so I said, run the floor. That's how we're going to get you touches. Yeah, he's absolutely right. It is a grind you down, just frustrate you type defense. They did a great job.
Coach, one of the toughest things about a season coming to an end, you have a senior in the locker room, Anna Farid, who you've talked about so much throughout the course of the season, from the day one when we started in SCAC Media Days to the preview coming into this weekend. With such a young team of talented players that you had, Anna was the one senior that was sort of that real rock and leader that brought so much to this team. Just talk about what she's meant, not only this year, but throughout her whole career for the Southwestern basketball community.
Well, this is really, her second full year to play at Southwestern. She was a transfer, and I tell you what, just a solid kid. Not only is she solid on the court, she's solid in the classroom. She's going to be a lawyer. She's got it all together. She's phenomenal, and I absolutely told the kids in the locker room that she sets the pace for us. We're so young. They've got to learn from her. They've got to take every single thing away from her that they possibly can and pull that into next year. She's just been fantastic. I just love her. I'm sad it's her last game.
This young group of Pirates that you talk about has a lot to be proud of coming this weekend. You guys got your second SCAC tournament win, back-to-back semifinal appearances coming off from a year ago's SCAC semifinals. What did you tell the girls in the locker room after the game?
For once, I just didn't have a lot of words. It was a great season down the stretch. We played 5 top 25 teams this year, I know our record's not quite as good as it was last year, but we finished better in the SCAC overall, and I felt like we were right there at the end. I'm really proud of them. I'm really looking forward to the future.
Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Kerry Brinkator and the Pirates fall this evening 63-55 to Millsaps in the second SCAC women's semifinal game. The Pirates close out their season 15-12. Coach, congratulations on an incredible season and best of luck as you move forward.
Thanks, Russell. Appreciate it.